I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, Grant and Dave. How's the Commonwealth doing?
Virginia's doing great.
You're locked into 106.7 The Fan at 11:30 this morning. There's a Chick-fil-A in an NFL stadium. That's good news.
That's nice.
Chick-fil-A, delicious. And while at a game, people got to eat. People like Chick-fil-A. When do NFL games get played?
Mostly on Sunday.
When is Chick-fil-A not open?
Sunday.
Not a big deal, right? So you're at the NFL stadium. You're going to open up your Chick-fil-A on Sundays. What if you don't? What if you decide that for 7 of the 8 home dates on Sundays, your Chick-fil-A at this stadium is not going to be open?
I don't quite understand what the deal is there.
We will discuss that coming up in a half hour. Right now, though, saw a piece, USA Today, on the players with the most to prove in week 2 of the NFL's preseason, which kicks off tomorrow. And with games beginning for week 2, For the Win, one of my favorite sports blogs, came out with a collection of players. They went 5 deep on the guys that basically are on the hot seat already, that have to show well, that if they don't play better right now, this moment, they're in big, big trouble. Now, there were no Redskins on the list, and I think we could both agree, Danny, there is no player on the Redskins with as much pressure on them as any of these players on this list. We'll run through them, but we want to localize this conversation to just say, hey, among the Redskins, who's got to start playing better? Who is starting to feel the heat? Here are their top 5, though. I'm going to read these to you, get your reaction. Number 1, they list Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles as needing to play well this week.
I've beaten this drum for a while. Now, once Tom Coughlin takes over, he inherited Blake Bortles, and
yes,
everybody's kind of saying, oh, well, he'll still be there. Tom Coughlin's not a young man, and he's in charge of things down there. He may not have the patience or time or wherewithal to wait for a guy that's broken to somehow get fixed. Blake Bortles stinks. He is bad. They should move on from him right now. But given the fact that he's still there and under center, he needs to start playing well at some point before they change direction.
I am not willing yet to move on from Blake Bortles or to say that he stinks. He had a terrible year last year. That's unequivocal. He had a really good year the season before that. He threw 35 touchdowns in 2015.
Pretty incredible.
A lot of good quarterbacks in the league over the last 10 years have never thrown 35 touchdowns or had a rating that his was. So I got some hope in him, but he's got players on his own team calling him out. One of his receivers this week said that they should consider basically having a competition. One of the best defensive players on the Jaguars liked an Instagram post yesterday about their options should they move on from Blake Bortles. When guys in your own locker room are not taking your back anymore and are starting to basically add flames to the fire, it's only a matter of time before it gets too messy and there's too much water under the bridge. We might be there at this point. The second player they list is Logan Ryan, who's a cornerback with the Titans. They base it on Pro Football Focus's ratings of what he did in week 1. I don't care about that.
Yeah, no comment there.
The third player that they list here is Paxton Lynch of the Broncos. This is a similar scenario to Blake Bortles. They keep saying that they think this guy can play. We keep watching him and saying, he doesn't look that good.
When's that going to happen?
Second-year player. They drafted high. They wanted him to start over Trevor Siemian by the end of last season. Siemian was the better quarterback in 2016. Siemian has been the better quarterback, according to everyone that's at training camp all camp long. Siemian was the better quarterback in the first game of the preseason. Trevor Siemian is a guy. He's decent with an offense with good weapons around him like they have in the passing game. He could put up some big numbers, and he did last year. But there's nothing special, elite, upper echelon about him.
Denver should be a Super Bowl contender. If they had competency at quarterback, they would be a prohibitive favorite, in my humble opinion.
Supposedly John Lynch can do no wrong. Then what is this quarterback situation that he keeps botching?
I don't know.
Everyone acts like, I said John Lynch. John Elway.
I know you mean.
Everyone acts like John Elway is the smartest guy in any room he's ever been in. Like, that guy can call up and give financial advice to the smartest people in the country. How about you just find a quarterback, dude? You played quarterback in the league at a pretty high level. do me a favor. Don't have Paxton Lynch stinking and Trevor Siemian being a Jag.
It's one of those, like, watch how smart I am. Take a bet. You know what I mean? It's like a hold my beer type scenario that we're gonna waste this elite defense, some of these incredible weapons on offense in their prime. We're gonna waste that with just mediocrity at best a quarterback. If they had a top 17 or 18 passer, that to me would be one of the favorites coming out of the AFC. But they'll finish 9-7 again, winning 16, 13 games. Paxton Lynch is the ultimate case, by the way, coming from one of those like seven receiver funky formation Memphis type offenses where it's, you know, 1-2, the ball's out, nothing but shotgun, the occasional like, he's a gambler, he's a thrower, he's a quarterback, he's a man's man kind of plays that he would make in that, you know, junior varsity conference compared to the SEC or some of the grown men. He's the ultimate case of why I just would have so much hesitation drafting one of these newfangled college offense guys in the adjustment period.
Not a spread guy. He was decent in his first preseason game. He's starting to try to close the gap now as they enter game two in the preseason at 23 years old to be the starter. But 6 of 9, did get picked off, needs to make better decisions, and they know that. The last guy on this list who's a quarterback is Mike Glennon from the Chicago Bears. Did you see Mike Glennon's debut in Chicago after they gave him $15 million this offseason?
I believe it was not special, and Trubisky looked great.
Trubisky was sensational. Now, he played against nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would love to see him start at one of these preseason games to get a little feel for what he is.
Just to see.
But I don't care what his numbers were. I don't even care who he was playing against. He passed the eye test. He scrambled around. He's super athletic. He made throws on the run. He was accurate. He was dropping dimes. Mike Glennon's second throw with the Chicago Bears was not only an interception, an egregious, like one of the worst picks of the last 2 years Kirk Cousins has ever thrown kind of picks.
Was it like that Colt McCoy just sort of softly lofted pass into the waiting arms of a defender type throw?
Worse than that.
It was
worse. I'll tell you why. Because on that throw from Colt McCoy, he's throwing to a rookie wide receiver who didn't run a good route. On this particular throw, second play of the starters in the game in your first preseason game, Glennon is throwing to a guy that will be on the field all season long with him.
Oh, no.
And he throws a ball about 7 feet too far over the head of his wide receiver into the waiting arms of a safety who might as well fair caught the damn thing. It was terrible. Mike Glennon, who I called high school games for at Westfield. I'm pulling for the guy. I actually think he's okay. I'm not sitting here telling you they shouldn't have signed him. The signing of him and then the drafting of Trubisky made no sense to me.
Yeah, I am saying they shouldn't have signed him if you're going to trade away a bunch of picks to move up.
If you knew at that time you were going to do that, you shouldn't have signed him. I don't think that they did. They're going to play him because they got to get something for him next year. If he plays badly, you're not going to get anything for him, obviously. But I actually think he should be number one on this list in terms of guys that have to look good. Because the Bears are not going to play well this season. You might as well play Mitchell Trubisky over Mike Glennon if he continues to shine earlier in the season than you were anticipating and just eat the $15
million. Yeah, I'm playing old Mitch. I'm not all of a sudden doing Mitchell. You're Mitch. I'm playing him from Jump Street. And I'm a big believer in knowing who you are. And the Bears didn't seem to. They said, we need a game manager. We need somebody to build the bridge to the next guy. Hey, we've got the next guy. Buffoonery at the highest level, by the way. Traded picks when they didn't have to. They could have just waited and gotten the guy. But I'm playing the rookie because I think the Bears are going to stink.
I didn't like the idea of taking Trubisky that high and especially trading up for him because there was such a small sample for him collegiately. But after watching that preseason game, and
looks
you know
right.
me, I'm the last guy to get overly excited. I laugh at all these people who think after a quarter against nobodies that quarterbacks are ready to start in the NFL. He looked like an NFL passer. And I don't even mean the results. I'm talking about process.
Yeah.
Everything was clean in and out of the huddle. Watching that game, watching him run around and make plays, I was blown away by his athleticism.
That's what I was going to say.
As a scrambler and a play extender, right away he was showing those things that are like that guys like Kirk Cousins, who's a much better passer, he's still trying to learn, hey, when should I pull the ball down? When should I get out of the pocket? When can I extend a play? Trubisky, his first time on the field, has some of those abilities.
He looked big, strong, and fast, and just had that kind of, as you said, a little bit of mobility, and the arm strength that was something that impressed me a little bit more than maybe I thought he had in the pocket. But I don't know. I mean, again, I was skeptical of the guy, as you just said, the one-year sample, and it went from not really someone that couldn't start at UNC to all of a sudden everybody's darling. Just the whole process of how buffoonish the Bears were leading up to the draft made me even more skeptical of him. We'll see. I mean, obviously, you know, a debut against two's good for you.
We're a bad team. We just signed a young quarterback that we said could probably start, and our scouts who evaluated him think he can be decent for the next few years. Why don't we just mortgage the future, give up all of our picks, and get another quarterback when we're already paying $15 million at the position?
Yeah, John Lynch is like, really? No, I mean, yeah, absolutely. That's a really good deal for you guys. Puts them on hold. Like, do you guys hear this? Do you guys hear what these morons are doing?
So this is a thing you do in radio. Radio Insider.
Radio Insider.
You localize conversations. See, you don't care that much about the Bears or the Jaguars.
Nor should you.
You just don't. None of us do, really. So let's take this same topic from For the Win's piece and make it a Redskins topic next. 800-636-1067 is the number. You can call us at 800-636-1067. What player on the Redskins, they refer to this as has the most pressure on them in week two of the preseason? You could go that route. I'm going to say just needs to start showing something or they're going to be in a little bit of trouble. Who is that? Grant and Danny, your calls next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.